it's
about?
A children's festival held in aid of the unemployment fund, and it was a series of entertainments, a dance sequence by Marjorie Bailey's group, Pandora's Box by Pertry School pupils, My Sister Was Pandora, Mary Goodman. There was also a dancing display by Phyllis Kitley, Dick Whittington at Strutton, played by Handside Senior School Pupils. I think it was organised by Mr Gray, but I'm not certain. And Birdcroft, there's a lady who used to run a little group, and as young children we used to go along. It was called the Band of Hope. Also, the Baptist Church held lots of things because we used to go there for the Girls' Life Brigade. We used to meet there every week. And Sunday school regularly, plus church parade for the Girls' Brigade. Mrs. Gerber used to run it, a lady called Mrs. Gerber. They were lovely, they were all very kind. And it was affiliated to the church a lot too, so once a week, yes. Okay. Yeah. And then, unless you were at church parade on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I think we used to meet once a month for church parade. We used to play games, and there was a function was on the campus, and we were on parade there, some celebration on the campus, and all local groups would all be there. It was very hot, I remember, because...
I think we did a ladder display then, a boys' club.
Did you? Yeah, I know the girls' brigade.
I remember what it was for. Coronation, I think. Might have been.
Was it? Something special.
53, coronation, something like that, yeah.
On parade. Sunday school, yes, every Sunday. That was the Baptist Church Sunday school. Well, it was just like an ordinary swimming pool with a diving board. There were steps going down. There were huts for the changing rooms, and the manager's office. Lots of dancing groups in the area. Marjorie Bailey, Phyllis Kitley, Miss Garrard, who was part. I think she used to help with the Mer Follies, if I remember rightly. And we used to go to her. I used to go to her house in Handside Lane. She lived in Handside Lane.
So
Rita Garrard. Well, this would be 40s, late 40s. We used to go to her house, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but that was the thing. Lots of young girls. We all did ballet lessons and was popular with all the young people.
Yeah.
We also used to meet in Trevelyan House. That was a different lady. I can't remember who that was. She was part of the club that was there, and I used to have ballet lessons there. I did actually audition for Sadlerswell's Ballet School, and was accepted, but wouldn't go because it would have involved having to move up to London, I think, for 3 days for the week.
My vivid memory, and I put this in something we did at the barn, was hanging out my bedroom window. And I could see across to the what we used to call the army field, which is now the health clinic, Woodall Health Clinic, you know. And they always had a pitch and toss school there on a Sunday afternoon after the pub shut. And the police raided it occasionally. And I used to stand at my bedroom window watching the police raid. There was blokes running all left, right and centre. Yeah, it's quite funny. It's spin two coins up and you call them... odds or evens, heads or tails, you know, and you call what they're going to fall. Gambling, yeah. Well, of course, gambling was totally illegal in those days. Even playing cards was illegal for money, but you couldn't stop people. My dad was a bookies runner.
So was mine.
Yeah.
Who was the bookie?
White House,
Mr. White House. The biggest difference from when we were young to now is how the industry in the town was very much part of the community. That sort of things have gone, you know, we've got big corporations now and they're just faceless people. But, you know, they weren't in that end when we were young. And they, because there was ICI and they had a social club, Murphy Radio had a social club, sports day. So that's the biggest change.
I mean, every factory had a football pitch. Norton's, they had a football pitch. Murphy's had a football pitch. I think ICI definitely did, and cricket pitches and bowling greens, ICI, they had the works. But most of the established factories in the Garden City had sports and social.
It was part of it,
somehow. Yeah, I would think, as much as anything, it was weekend activities, yes. You know, there'd be dances and be a pub, and they'd have the club, and you'd go for a drink and socialise, and that, you know, socialising with people you work with, obviously, but mostly any sport. I took up judo, I kept dislocating my toe, so I backed that up quite quickly.
Was that a local club here? Who
will go on? Well, I started the boys club. Petri Boys Club, and then a friend of mine got very good at it, and we went to St Albans.
At ICI, when I started at ICI, they had a drama club, and I was in the drawing office and printer's artist type work, and I used to help on the sets and things, because then when they produced.
At the Boys Club, they did pantomimes. Backwards every 2 years, I think. But they take all the ropes and that off the boxing ring, and that was the stage. The boxing ring was the stage.
And then we were part of the
Barnstormers for
Barnstormers, which was a musical group, which was in the 80s.
We travelled around an old time musical group for about 14 years. We were involved in
Again, it was like the Mer Follies type of thing.
It's a money raising thing for local charities and PTAs and things like that, you know.